This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's hour two of the GBAC Nation. We are live on remote in Flower Mound, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And we got some good Cowboys content here, the top five storylines for Cowboys and Commanders. But we have an alternate storyline where Eric Chiafalo still needs to pay off this bet. He attempted in the 220. Can we get a picture of that disgusting beer soup that's sitting over there? He attempted in the 220 to create a straw dog. Went down to the racetrack, got a hot dog. He was boring it out with coffee straws, but didn't get it done. He cannot drink the beer out of the straw dog, but he's got to pay the bet off.
Yeah.
So what has he agreed to do? He is going to drink a pretty much room temperature beer that's had a hot dog sitting in it and is now has several chunks floating in it.
More than several. He's, okay, give me more than that. It looks like there is thousands of little
debris.
Hot dog bits.
Yeah, hot dog bits.
It's now cloudy.
It's disgusting.
It
dude.
Is.
It is absolutely disgusting.
It's horrible. Let me get a good picture of that. Can you hand that over to me?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I need to send this out for the totals. GBAC Nation.
I am, now I took off my Fletcher's Corn Dog t-shirt.
That's a nice t-shirt,
it's a nice
too.
T-shirt.
That's nice, really nice.
I'm throwing back on the t-shirt I arrived in.
The Bartonville one?
That's a good t-shirt, too.
It's a great t-shirt, yeah.
And somehow you've already got it dirty. Did you paint on it?
I have kids, bro, so like, who knows what's on there.
Crayons?
Yeah, I think that might be raspberries or something. But anyways, I am. So what's going to happen here is I got the Zoom working on my phone so the Twitch can watch this. I'm going to go out to this sort of grassy area, and then I'm going to attempt to just down this beer here, and I'm kind of getting like gaggy just thinking about it. To be honest,
so we can probably watch it on our
you can
Zoom
watch
chat?
It on Twitch. Yeah, you'll be able to watch it on Zoom or on Twitch or whatever.
Watching, and baby,
this is not going to be good.
No, it is not, but it is going to be good for the audience, and we appreciate you paying off this bet.
Got to pay the bet
properly. Yeah. As Eric Chiafalo is now exiting the broadcast position, he has picked up the beer hot dog soup glass.
And they're moving. You can see on the Twitch, they're moving.
Yeah, and they're now headed outside.
They're moving.
They're headed outside thanks to Stephanie, a longtime fan sales rep for being the camera lady and helping facilitate this.
I can't tell you how many times she's requested Eric take his shirt off for this.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but he decided instead to change shirts.
Yeah. Well, no, that was smart to do.
Okay. So are you guys watching?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, I'll
give you the play-by-play. There you go, right there.
Okay.
This
so
is perfect.
He's now so you can watch this 105.com.
I just really want to see him throw. He is going to hurl.
Please don't throw up in the building, though.
He's outside.
Okay, yeah.
And he's got he's talking like we can hear him. Like, we have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
He's pretending like we can hear him. He's doing some kind of – he's trying to let people know, hey – I've got this wiener in the beer. I'm about to drink this. It's disgusting. Look at all the bits of kibbled stuff that we have in here. All right, here we go. He needs to just drink this. I'm also trying to post a video right now of the behind the scenes of the straw dog of Eric explaining the hollowing out process. The problem is, video is so darn big.
Carter, can you bring up his audio? There's no way we can bring up the Zoom audio onto the deal, right? Because he's talking an awful lot out there, like he's hosting the show right
now.
Yeah,
he is.
We can't. Oh, now he's showing for the webcam how much hot dog has accumulated.
So much hot dog in there.
That was good content, Chiafalo. He's still talking like he's hosting the
he
show.
He just needs to drink
in the
this, Gavin.
Yeah, just drink it. Just drink the son
just
of a
go
gun,
tell
Chiafalo.
Him to drink this.
That was good content, Chiafalo.
He's still talking
like
he's
hosting the show. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I think he's about to chug it. Okay. All right.
He's taking
the wiener
the hot dog
out, and he's put it on the ground. Oh,
yeah.
What's he doing?
Can
here?
Somebody text him and tell him to drink the beer? For the love of God.
Here we go. Here we go. He's
we
drinking
got a Cowboy
it now.
Segment
he's drinking
do.
It
okay,
now.
Here we go.
Yep. He's trying to like get his mind ready. Here we go.
He's taking his hat off. He's standing out in the grass.
He really does not want to drink this.
Well,
he's put it towards his mouth. And
should have lost
twice.
Last week. Then
there's a lot of hot dog chunks sitting in this beer. And he's been trying to power
the thing is,
sip
it's a
it.
Miller Lite. And you'd think a guy who loves Miller Lite as much as him, he's going to drink it.
Exactly.
Your words,
not
mine. Budweiser. Here he goes.
Loose. Oh, here we go. Boom. It's down. It's down. He drank it. He drank it. He drank it. Oh, now he's throwing up. Now he's throwing up. Yeah. He's trying to keep it down. Oh, yep, there it goes. Oh, it's coming back up.
He did keep it down for maybe a half second.
Oh, yep, he's in the fetal position. He's okay. He's all right. Yep, champion.
Up in victory.
Yeah.
He'll be returning to the broadcast position. The bet has been paid off, and Chiafalo is now back in the Survivor
He's got
pool.
Green Bay this week, as you do.
Perfect, yeah. Guys. Yeah. Five storylines for Cowboys Commanders. Let's get at it, shall we?
Yeah, let's do this, Wolchuk.
We start
Thank
with
you.
The raging ginger himself, Carson Wentz, former Eagle, coming back as a Commander now. Did you know in 8 career starts, he's 4-4 against the Cowboys with 14 TDs, 4 interceptions. Last start against the boys came in 2020 against, well, he was a member of the Eagles then against Dak. Much has changed as, well, I don't think he's going to fare very well this time around. Brian, I mean, do you think that we're going to get something out of the ordinary that we haven't seen from Carson Wentz in the first 3 starts? Is he going to go ahead and put on a miracle performance?
Yeah, if that's – oh, wait, what was that all about, man? That was –
that's a drop.
That was a good drop. I like
yeah,
drop.
Because if you look – because I'm watching the screen right now and Erica's still out there puking.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah,
wow, that's
sorry.
Awesome.
Oh, he is throwing
right, so,
up. He is throwing up.
Yeah, you know, with Carson Wentz, though, the – with him.
Oh, he's running away from the camera.
If
now.
they're in a situation where they have to protect him though, right? I mean, they have if they can go max, you know, you could just keep everybody in and try and take shots on these Cowboys on the secondary though. We'll see with Anthony Brown, Diggs. I think you got to think about with how well maybe how well will Hooker play in this game? Because if there's some vertical shots that they max protect, how well will he play out of the center of the field or off these hashes though? You know, they're going to need to take care of that.
Well, I think you brought up a great point earlier in the week about Logan Thomas and who's going to have that responsibility. In games where Washington's had success against Dallas, I think, oh, man, he looks like he is not happy right now. Eric's just walked back in. Eyes are a little bit watery. He gave me that look, just said, brother, I am not okay right now.
That's the look of a man who's not sure if he's done vomiting. You know, I'll be honest.
It's going to be all right.
It appears it got in his nasal area as well.
Are you okay, buddy?
This is going to take a while to recover for Chiafalo.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
You're
right. Again,
how are you
guys?
You're a soldier and a warrior.
Hey, man.
That
Appreciate
was
welcome back into the pool.
That was disgusting.
How many total hurls are we looking at there, Chiafalo?
That was
did
that
you lose
was,
your glasses?
Well, I didn't even – I don't know if I keep count. It was probably like – I would give me – I'll say we round up to one full one. It was a nice halfy, and then there was a couple like you feel the throw, but like it's not actually coming out.
You were way out in the grass. That was good too. Yeah, you did it well.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You
boys.
Did good, bud. I'm proud of you.
Not as easy as you thought it was going to be, right? You picked that straw dog thinking, oh, yeah, this is great. I just get to drink a beer out of a hot dog.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And now we know.
That shoey's
these,
not so bad
these,
now.
Yeah, I'd rather do the shoey. We've been asking everybody, and they're like, no, the shoe's way worse. And I'm here to tell you, it's bleeping not, okay?
You know, it's funny, though. I mean, here you are, a young guy getting all sick after that, and here the old man drinks out of his shoe and doesn't even get sick.
Well, you know the
what does
problem?
That tell you about my generation? A lot tougher. A lot tougher my generation.
The wussification of America.
Now, is that a baby boomer generation, Brian?
I'm 58 years old.
Is that just, still X?
We're a lot tougher. I'm 30 years older than that guy down the end of that table. I'm just, you know, I don't know if I'd have got sick. I don't know.
I'll tell you, the bad part now is these burps that I'm getting that are beer and dog burps.
No.
And you're used to being at the ballpark and having some form of beer dog burps, but you're not envisioning it in the disgusting way that I'm now having to envision each one of these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is amazing because together those two items, you know, proportioned properly and with the right timing are part of Americana.
I'm going to tell you this.
You drank pretty good. Mm.
If I lose next week, I will do the straw dog, and I'm going to do it the right way. How about that?
Okay. Wow. Double shaming of Chiafalo.
Literally.
See, Eric, I'm trying to have your back
thank
here.
Thank you. Broadus is stomping on my head while I'm drowning right now, just throwing me to the lion's
den. I'd say you're
den.
A little bit of an embarrassment right
I
now.
I think you did a great job. You took it like a
Our
champion.
Show has a lot of pride, and I think you kind of let us down, to be honest with you.
I think you held it down, brother.
Hey, I don't know, man.
For real, though.
I'm not sure about you anymore.
Shout out to Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie. You got me a fresh cold Miller Lite right after that whole
thing. Yeah, well, was your shirt up a little bit? Because that's why. It's why.
Yeah, I had to show a little skin.
No.
Okay, what do we have? Dude, we have four more Cowboys Commanders points, right?
Hooker, don't let him play.
Yeah,
no,
don't.
Hooker,
make sure you do your thing. Don't let the tight ends beat you. Washington's offensive line's been ass. They've allowed 15 sacks in three games, all right? So the Cowboys, I think, are going to get all over them.
I think the Commanders are going to try really, really hard to avoid that. I would not be
surprised.
They're
probably going to go max protection, yes.
They're going to max this thing. They're going to screen it. Whether they get the screens off or not, that's the whole trick for them.
You just can't let them beat you with a big ball over a top twice.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, will Terry McLaurin be a factor in this? He's got just 12 catches for 230 yards, one touchdown. He does not perform well in the first half of games. I think that might be something Washington tries to get him involved earlier, but we'll see what Terry McLaurin does.
Diggs has done a good job against
him. He certainly has.
Him, yeah.
Absolutely. Also, Washington, right now, they've allowed an average of 27 points a game defensively. That's 28th in the league. Mm. They record just 8 sacks. Daron Payne is leading the way with 3. I was not super impressed with their front seven last week watching them against Philly, other than Jonathan Allen.
Davis.
Montez Sweat was okay. Yeah, Jamin Davis,
linebacker. Yeah, linebacker. He's got 3 sacks as well. Watch for him as that fifth rusher.
As a blitzer, no question.
Yeah.
For the Cowboys, on the other side of this, Michael Gallup, of course, making his return. That's a big storyline. We'll have to watch that. Cooper Rush, he's been exceptional through his first 2 starts this year. And, you know, when you look at what he's been able to do specifically, third down conversions will be big, but also they've been successful on fourth down with Cooper Rush. 4 of 7 fourth down tries they have converted, which is a pretty extreme rate. The running game, Tony Pollard broke out last week, 105 yards on 13 carries. Zeke, 73 yards and a touchdown. Commanders have allowed 129 yards on the ground per game this year. The Cowboys have averaged just 118. Not bad, but you'd think the Cowboys are going to be able to have some success on the ground.
Keep the balance going, though. We talk about it's not just put Zeke in there first and get the third series. It's like shuffle those guys back and forth. Make the Commanders have to deal with both of those guys on the field or one or the other, but just don't make it, hey, we're going to have to do it like, you know, where they said third series, we're going to give it to Pollard. No, keep that good balance where you're getting these guys involved.
No question. And then you look at the Cowboys secondary, they're giving up 176 yards per game. They've allowed 2 passing touchdowns. Those are pretty solid numbers. We talked about the receivers that they have for the Commanders. I do think they've got some talent, but can Carson Wentz get any time to be able to deliver them the ball?
No, he can't. No, we got to be real about this, right? The Cowboys have a great defense, and Washington is a highly flawed offense with a really bad quarterback. That's what we're looking at right here. Yeah. The Cowboys should go and embarrass Washington over the course of this afternoon coming up on Sunday.
Yep, there you go. There's the big facts, big things to watch for here in this Cowboys-Commanders game.
Thank you so much. At 877-881-1053, it is the G-Bag Nation. And, you know, we have your text message interaction from time to time. You can also interact on Twitch and in the YouTube chat as well. I know Brian is always hanging out. It appears the color is returning to Chiafalo's face.
Yeah, the Miller Lite helped him, I think.
Yeah, that kind of brought me back to life a little bit. It's these burps, though, now,
it's
bros.
A good question from the 214. They said, Eric, you're never going to eat another hot dog again. What is the over-under on how long it's going to be before you put another wiener in your mouth?
Oh, gosh. The good news is baseball season's about over. So if I can just get through the next month without going baseball hot dogging, I would say opening day 2023.
Okay. All right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound about right. Sometimes you have a traumatic event, you know. Some people like tequila. Apparently, they didn't have the experience I did in high school. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's me.
right? Yeah. Some people just absolutely love it. They're taking it whenever they can. But, you know, you have one of these moments, and it will take you months, sometimes years, and sometimes never.
Maybe minutes.
Well, that's what happened with me. It happened to me with Taco Bueno in high school, man. I don't know if it was the cigar or the Taco Bueno, but something tore me up.
Never blame it on Taco Bueno.
And
it had
so
to be the cigar.
It's been a while since I've had Bueno.
Okay, 7-7-5. Tampa had 7 sacks and 4 picks in one game. The Cowboys will be laughed out of Texas if they don't beat Washington by at least 14 points. Yeah, Philly piled up 9. I don't know. I think at some point as a coaching staff you have to – be serious about your limitations, yeah, and you don't repeat that same mistake.
No.
Like, say what you want about their coaching staff. These guys are, yeah, it's Scott Turner, right?
Right.
I mean, Scott, yeah, Turner's, yeah, the son of Norv. He's been, yeah, around football. He's going to make an adjustment. You're not, yeah, going to pile up the sacks.
Yeah, they were not. They're not going to let you just have free rush on. And it's a little bit, though, on Carson Wentz. Can he play faster?
Mm-hmm.
If he continues, but we've seen Carson Wentz where, you know, the arm talent is tremendous, though, but what's between the ears sometimes holds him back. And I've seen sacks on third and five. You cannot take a sack on a third and five or hold the ball away from your body when you're trying to escape and have him knock it out of your hand. So there's things that he still does that you could talk to him, hey, you got to protect the ball. And he still makes the same mistakes.
Yeah.
Those are the quarterbacks that you love to play against.
You do. Yeah, you do. And maybe it'll be an opportunity to get, like, interceptions if you can.
Sack fumbles.
If you can,
yeah,
get pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I the last time they played this team, was it a 50-point performance? You know, this is doable.
Yeah, sure.
Chuck.
We do have the so the final injury report for both teams is out. It looks like DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be a go. He does not have a designation.
Sweet.
So the only questionable guys listed as questionable are Jayron Kearse. He was limited all week in practice. He is questionable. Connor McGovern's questionable, as is Dalton Schultz. But otherwise, Michael Gallup should be good to go. DeMarcus Lawrence should be good to go. And listed as questionable for the Commanders is Charles Leno Jr., their starting left tackle, who has been limited the last 2 days with a shoulder injury. And Brian and I both said, watching him, not very good on that left side.
Yeah. All righty, it is the G-Back Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are standing by for Stephen Jones. So Stephen's going to join us. We'll get thoughts, his thoughts on Cowboys Commanders. Chiafalo has biggest L, biggest tub coming up a little bit later on.
Right.
I have to imagine the events of this show might be making an appearance.
No question about it.
ASL. Yeah, I don't know if people understand exactly how disgusting that was, that Chiafalo just had to go through. In order to get back in our survivor pool, we do it every Friday at 2:20. Okay, we are live, though, at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, and this is a tremendous place to be if you need anything in the spa, sauna, or outdoor patio living type of genre. Platinum level Big Green Egg dealer, which means they have over 180 accessories for eggs of all sizes. They are giving away a Kamado Joe. You can come and enter to win that. 60-month 0% APR financing on all hot tubs, with payments starting as low as $117 a month. All right, so heading into the fall, that's good hot tub weather, isn't it, here in DFW?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're coming back with Stephen Jones here on 105 Through the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. If you have ever wanted a hot tub or a Big Green Egg, it is a great time to come in here and get one this weekend. Plus, you can enter to win a Kamado Joe. They're going to do the drawing on Monday. So swing on by. We're off the Justin Road location in Flower Mound, but there's three different ones here across DFW, and they are a platinum-level Big Green Egg dealer. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're still standing by for Stephen Jones. Very busy day up there at the Star. So Steven's going to join us when he can. We have some really good Cowboys questions for him, so I hope you can get an opportunity to listen to that when it does happen. All right. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, just call the Frankels, 214-333-3333, or go online to truckwreck.com. I believe Chiafalo has some fun with sports audio for us to engage in right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a couple of clips for us. Michael Irvin, Reggie Bush, and one of them involving Broadus's old fella, old teammate, old brother, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
It's actually a Sean Payton story brought to you by Reggie Bush. And so we will get to that here in just a moment. But I did want to play this Michael Irvin sound because he was on with Rich Eisen, the Rich Eisen Show. And I guess Michael Irvin heard a quote, okay, from Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback. And it rung so true, and it felt it must have felt like to Michael Irvin like something he had never heard before. And so he thought this quote and this analogy or whatever it is that Jalen Hurts said to his teammates was so spectacular that he had to talk about it with Rich Eisen. And this feels like Michael Irvin sort of at the height of pleasure. Here he is, playmaker.
This quote, this saying that I heard Jalen Hurts say, I get chills thinking about it. He said, I said to all my playmakers, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Oh, snap! Oh, do y'all get how great that is? Oh, snap! All of my playmakers. We can't just receive what's going on in the game. We gonna set the tone every Sunday out here. And then they put that damn tape on every time one of them make a play. I saw Devontae Smith jumping up, taking balls down like he was the 6'5 Arthur Juan Brown. I said, oh God, this is ugly. What is going on? And that quote, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Something like that on top of them capes, boy. I'm sorry. Somebody better do something about what I'm seeing.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what that means.
Okay, I think he means thermostat.
I was getting ready to say, bro. My man has got the quote all the way wrong, even though he's still making the point strong.
Yeah.
It's be the thermostat, not the thermometer. That means the thermostat sets the temperature.
Yeah, there you go. Now you turn yourself up to the appropriate temperature.
My
guy. Oh,
yeah. So good.
Yeah. It's Michael Irvin season. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, Mike. Yes. I was trying to figure that out, and I was like, man, that didn't make a hell of a lot of sense.
No, it didn't. But if you, you know, I was thinking, you're giving the temperature?
Yeah.
No, you're not a reporter of the temperature. You're setting the temperature to what you want, and I think that's huge right there. And for a sports leader like Michael Irvin, who's always capable of doing that. Right? It's one thing for you to be able to do that, but can you communicate that message to your teammates? And that's how you get to a level of intensity where you can win 3 championships in 4 seasons and not have distractions tear you down. You know, you have to be conscious and aware of that level of energy and intensity that you're bringing. Now, I don't know, you know. I don't know if you can do it as Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Like, I think... The other interesting thing about when Michael Irvin talks about having that intensity and that focus and that leadership is he talks about it like they didn't have the most talent in the NFL for 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like he and champions on loaded teams will talk about how you got to look each other in the eye. It's like, well, no, you kind of ended up with more talent than everybody. You know, there's that part of it, too, that I wonder about. Like if Michael Irvin didn't have that ability to adjust the thermostat, Cowboys are still winning lots of Super Bowls.
Yeah. And I don't know, Jalen Hurts, he is definitely sort of the flavor of the month right now. These guys love him. And I do think those leader-y qualities that we talk about with, you know, like a Dak Prescott, it seems like Jalen Hurts kind of possesses some of that.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I mean, he had a lot of comparisons, I think, to Dak from that regard coming out of school at Alabama, right? I mean, the question marks were him as a passer. And certainly Lincoln Riley – helped him a lot at Oklahoma when he moved from Alabama to OU, but the leadership traits were always there. This year, it seems like it's really just coming together, but I will remind people, everyone wants to crap on Dak Prescott right now. The first 7 weeks of last year, this time last year, nobody was crapping on Dak Prescott. He was the MVP front runner for the first half of the season. Everyone's loving Jalen Hurts right now. Let's see if he has a Denver Bronco game and then comes back down to the earth at some time this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a long season.
Maybe and Jacksonville.
And he's benefiting
quite
a bit.
I hope it is.
Yeah, Walchuk is banking on that right now. So thank you to the playmaker for relaying that information. Though it was though he misquoted Jalen Hurts, it was clearly something that that's kind of struck a nerve with the playmaker. He wanted to let the people know. And the mythology around Jalen Hurts is growing by the second here. Like there's doomed for some sort of crash at some point, because you have quotes from the OC in Philly. Did you guys see this? Shane Steichen talking about the work ethic of Jalen Hurts. Okay, yeah, maybe it is that you want to do that one more time.
Steichen,
yeah, whatever that was. Shane Steichen. He says, on Friday we met after practice this past week. This is just an entire quote about the work ethic of Jalen Hurts, and everybody's just like absolutely loving this guy right now. Friday we meet after practice this past week. I'm walking through the weight room, 4 o'clock, kind of everyone is gone. He's in there working. Shoot, last week, I don't even remember what time it was, maybe 8 o'clock at night, he came up and he said, what's up? I said, gonna go home and get some rest. He said, I'm gonna go in the weight room, and I'm getting on the bike. He doesn't stop. And then one more, he doesn't leave the building. Like, this guy is here all day, every day. All he cares about is football. When all you care about is football, you're going to be successful. That's what he does. It's all he thinks about. He never takes days off. I mean, he's always working.
No days.
Everybody's
off.
Just loving this guy.
I'd work nonstop if I had that skill set.
No
too.
No days off. Day by day. No days off. Day by day.
Yeah. That's the Bill Belichick, Jalen Hurts motto right there. Okay, let's talk about Sean Payton. Broadus's guy.
I'm ready.
Future Cowboys coach Sean Payton.
Okay, that's exactly right.
We still think that's happening?
We have Reggie Bush sitting down with the I Am Athlete guys.
I like McCarthy. I've always liked McCarthy.
Yeah, Broadus, you've often said that.
You're a big McCarthy guy.
I'm a huge McCarthy guy.
So here's Reggie Bush sitting down with Brandon Marshall, I Am Athlete, talking about draft day and being drafted.
Go get a massage, Brian.
Lucius has got the fastball working today.
Yeah, he does. Here he is, Reggie Bush on Sean Payton.
Obviously, the Saints got the second pick, and then the Jets have the third pick. And my agents was like, we want to go to New York, third pick. Big city, marketing, marketable. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make a lot more money. So I was like, you know, kind of sold an idea, like, all right, let's do it. But Sean Payton, so my agent called Sean Payton and was like, hey, don't draft us. We're not coming. Don't draft us, right? And Sean's like, this verbatim, you. I'm drafting Reggie Bush and I'm the phone up.
That sounds like Sean Payton. Yeah.
Yeah. Swear to God.
So it's bleep you to the agent of Reggie Bush. I'm drafting Reggie Bush. I don't care about what marketing things he wants with the Jets and all that kind of off-the-field stuff. Sean Payton's like, no, I'm drafting this guy. And if you want to pull an Eli Manning on me, do it. Obviously, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, this is called an NFL draft, not to choose which way you want to go, where you want to go, and all that.
What the
You know, I bet he regrets that a little bit, though, taking him, don't you? I mean, Reggie Bush was supposed to take over the league, and he had a nice career, right?
Yeah, I'd say I'm trying to remember because that was the 06 draft, and I was trying to remember because I remember calling Sean about it. Who was taken? Who did
Mario Williams went?
Mario Williams, that's
which
it.
Was a shocker.
Good job, man. I tell you what, that's great work with young
Bills?
People. No, the Texans took Mario. I remember talking to Sean, and he was really interested in Mario Williams. He really, really was interested. And I'm like, okay, you know, hey, I'm hearing, man, that the Texans are going to take Mario Williams. He goes, well, what are you hearing? I'm like, I go, you're going to have a shot to get Reggie Bush. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I love Reggie Bush. I want to get Reggie Bush. So, yeah, Sean was thinking that Reggie Bush was going to go ahead of him, but it ended coming his way. So, yeah, I mean, I had pretty good intel that deal. And Sean, but he was very excited about the possibility of draft. He felt like that he could completely – change the direction of what his offense was going to be.
Well, you know, like for the modern running back, like the whole template of a guy who can be slot receiver slash dynamic
receiver,
running back.
Slasher, yeah. All those things that you want in an offensive player. That's Reggie Bush was one of the most dynamic players I've ever scouted him. Guys like Luke Kuechly, I mean, on defense and stuff. But Reggie Bush, when you watch that film, like it'd take your breath away when you're watching him play.
Oh, in college, it was unbelievable. Yards per attempt in the NFL, he got over four, like five times. Every other year, he'd get over five.
Strange.
There was a lot of, you know, really underperforming years for him. I was just surprised.
I wonder if that whole thing that happened with him at USC with you know, about his Heisman and all that. I mean, there were so many questions about him, and I wonder if that, when he got in the NFL, that wore on him a little bit. I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy, but
I think it was those Pac-12 defenses.
Yeah, Pac-10 defenses. Every time they handed him the ball, it was like that Barry Sanders hold your breath moment, you know, when you're watching him play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing watching him, man. And just hearing that story about Sean Payton is pretty legendary. And
yeah.
That, like the alpha mentality of Sean Payton, just like, no,
that's what you need. You know, and I don't know if he'll be the Cowboys coach next year or 5 years from now, but I do believe he'll be the Cowboys coach eventually. And I think, you know, the longer Jerry goes, the impatience and the end of the tunnel whole thing, I think eventually he'll say, I don't care, Steven or whoever. We need to get there. And Sean Payton will come in and I think be the type of visionary leader and type of no-nonsense guy this organization needs.
Yeah, Sean, even like, what, week two, week three, hinting that he's coming back.
Yeah.
He kind of misses it and all that. I at least thought he would get to halfway through the season. So yeah. If you're over there at Fox, you're like, okay, well, we're going to lose this guy after 8 months.
They got to hope Brady's ready to retire.
Yeah, there's talk that Brady won't do this job.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have definitely saved the regular season. I think that. But remember how mad Jerry was last year after the loss?
Oh, yeah.
You know, this team was so loaded, and they couldn't even get out of the first round. And now, even though they lost four players, they draft Tyler Smith, the running game is back, the defense is better. If it happens again, I think you could win 11 or 12 games in the regular season, and heads would finally roll because of the disappointment of having that much talent and not being able to do more. Now, many people would say it's because your quarterback's not good enough. And I might be prone to agree with you in some ways on that. But if you're the head coach, you can't change the quarterback. I mean, if you're the owner, you can't change the quarterback.
If they win 11 or 12 games and if they lack success in the playoffs, Dan Quinn's going to be your next head coach.
Yeah.
That's what I believe it's going to happen.
You think it's Quinn before Sean?
I do. I think because what's going to happen is as long as the roster, as long as you keep going and getting Tyler Smiths of the world and guys like that, that gives Will and Steven the opportunity to take Jerry down a different path.
Okay.
You know, Dan Quinn is the guy that, like, he lines up with how Will and Steven think. Yeah, more so than Sean.
Makes sense.
Okay, I do believe we're going to get Steven Jones coming up in about 5 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, Steven Jones will join us here. We'll move Biggest L, Biggest Dub a little bit later on in the show as we broadcast live Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. 60-month 0% APR on all hot tubs. Payments as low as $117 a month. Three locations if you're looking for a hot tub or something like that. Arlington, Flower Mound, and Richardson. Plus, there's a location in Austin, Texas if you're down there streaming. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. This is the place to be for stuff like that. All right, we're back with Steven Jones and the fans. Thank you very much, Lucius. Steven Jones here any minute. Segment here live from Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And these guys are doing some great stuff. We had a Tolo just stop by with his Tolo spouse, and they picked up a spa. Been
having
one for a long time. Just bought one, and there's some incredible deals, okay? Up to $4,000 off, mail-in rebates from $200 to $2,500, swim spas from Bullfrog Spas and Marquee Spas. Get the enjoyment of a pool in your backyard all year round for a fraction of the cost with one of these swim spas. A lot of different ways to do it, and they're giving away a Kamado Joe. Let's check in with Chiafalo here for some Biggest L, Biggest Dub before we chat with Steve.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday, so let's go ahead and rock and roll. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? We'll do that right after this. All right, anybody need to get vulnerable for a second on some L's they've taken? I've clearly taken one today with the Straw Dog situation. That was a real nightmare for me. But now we've powered through. And hopefully the weekend gets much better from here.
Yeah, big L, big Dub. I don't think so. I think it's been
good.
It's been a very pedestrian week, Chief.
Well, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you are taking a Dub this week because he's got some new music out. He dropped some new music and announced a new album that's coming out in November.
I bet Jason Garrett's fired up.
Eric Nadell is definitely pumped.
La, 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 la. About 25 minutes of that.
Oh, God, it sounds like Broadway. Yes. Are you crapping on Springsteen?
Somebody's
right now?
Not a Bruce fan.
I just kind of feel like the songs go on forever.
All right, we'll tell that to Nadell when we have him on later today.
We have to deal with Bruce, right? Like Born in the USA in 1984, that was kind of a
sellout,
an 80s type of thing. Yeah, I like sellout. Bruce
Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah, Dancing in the Dark. Yeah. That was good.
Born to Run. No,
Born to Run. That's from 1975. I know a lot about.
Yeah, in the moment, it was okay.
The Rising.
You know?
Yeah,
some of these freaks, they love Springsteen, man.
Oh, they swear by him.
Some of these freaks.
They do. They do.
Well,
talking about him like he's, you know.
Like Nate Dale.
It's a spiritual type of thing.
Oh, wow.
Springsteen.
I saw him at the Meadowlands.
It was the Boss.
That time at Woodstock, man.
He's never stopped touring. It's poor that his sax player passes away. No, let's just keep going. We don't need the sax guy here. Don't worry about it. Jeez. All right.
I thought if anybody on this show was going to back Bruce, it was going to be Broaddus.
No.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me as well.
Wow.
He's more a Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young guy.
I am.
I'll do some Googling.
Southern Cross, don't you forget it there.
Mm-hmm.
Big L to Apple Incorporated's most senior executive, or one of them, Tony Blevins.
He's only making $2 billion this year?
Yeah, ungodly amount of money. So what you have these people doing now on TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that is they'll like just randomly walk up to somebody, like it's usually an older gentleman.
Oh, and they ask him what they do for a living.
Yeah, because it's like right there, the person's in their car.
Yeah,
because you're
because
a TikTok
guy. Because
they've
walked up to you.
Hi, what do you do for a living?
Hey, Krusty.
Yeah. I'm in porn.
I really like that Nissan that you have.
I'm in porn.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say sometimes.
No, I thought you gave that up, Broaddus.
Oh, I went back every once in a while
the
when I need money.
For fun,
when
huh?
I need money, me and Ron Jeremy.
Just the two of you.
Yeah. What?
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Anyways, old Tony Blevins, so he's in his car. He pulls up in like a super, super nice car. He's an older gentleman. And he's got a lady riding shotgun with him. And as he parks, he's kind of getting out of his car. And this dude, like, unprovoked, you know, walks up to him and he's filming.
Yeah.
And he just starts to want to know, like, hey, what do you do for a living? You drive this amazing car. Basically, give me some life tips on how I can be rich and quote unquote successful like you, sir. And so this dude, Tony Blevins, who is a high executive for Apple, he starts, you know, he's like, oh, this is absolutely, I'd love to flex for you real quick. And what he ends up saying is, I have rich cars, I play golf, and I play golf and big-breasted women is the way he described it. He said, but I take weekends and major holidays off. And then he also touted that he has one hell of a dental plan.
Yeah.
And this happened a couple of days ago, and I guess this video, you know, it goes kind of viral. And then Apple gets a hold of it, and they're like, yo, it's the big-breasted line, right? That got him
Tony.
Not wholesome.
Got him bleep-canned. What? Got him fired
what?
From
no.
Apple.
Fired?
No.
Got him fired from
no.
Apple, bro.
No.
Dead serious.
You got to be full-on nerd. No success with ladies in this company, sir.
You can't 100%. Be flexing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He got wow.
He got fired.
That's rough.
Well, you know what? I hope he goes and starts his own company.
Yeah.
Orange.
Hopefully they don't make us overpay for all these Apple products. I mean, I love
Banana.
Their products.
I hate you, Broaddus.
Gosh.
He's a grape. Oh, my dear God.
Tony, what are you starting up? I'm working on grape.
Oh, good, because I want to make orange happen. Yeah.
Tony, why do all your employees? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, man, that is good. Okay, we also have Russell Wilson.
He took an L. That guy took an L. That's a big L.
Are you the Apple guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
huge.
A big L.
Are you guys, are we all saying unwarranted here? Are we looking at like a...
I have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's unwarranted. I think he should sue.
I have a sense of humor.
Yeah, maybe you will. For the big bucks there, Russell Wilson.
I'm sure when they get rid of him, though, they'll pay him well to get
the severance package. Yeah, is pretty good.
He's not going to be. Don't worry about him. He'll be fine.
It's like any of these coaches that get fired.
Yeah, never feel sorry for a head coach that gets let go.
Yeah, can't feel bad for that guy because
Ed Ogeron. Ed O. Coach O told you that $17 million. Where's the door?
That's
where
right.
do you want me to go out? Yeah.
I'll leave right now. Yeah. Thank you. Big L, and I'm going to go ahead and just label this one the single biggest L of the week. It is a lady from Manchester who had to spend 3 days in the hospital because her chihuahua dropped a grumper in her mouth while she was sleeping.
Oh no.
Holy cow.
Can you fathom? This is a PSA for anybody who's got these type of relationships with their dogs, sleeping in and around your bed.
Now, I've never heard of this before, and I'm a big dog lover, and I'm an animal lover, but this is one where I think I'm getting rid of the dog.
I've heard of a dog marking territory, like if there is a new lover in a bed, this is my bed. Urine.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was doing that. Maybe he was like, "Yo, this is my mouth."
The cats are really bad about that, by the way.
Oh.
He was jealous.
Yeah, I had a cat that was pretty ticked.
Not happy
about
taking
my,
over the snuggle
my
partner.
College escapades. She did not like that.
So this can cause some serious health problems.
Serious. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very serious. Now, she, again, it was.
We need to add that to the list for the payback. Get back in.
Get a crap in your mouth from a chihuahua.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Feces in the mouth.
Oh, no. God. You sick man.
Now, I'll take the Falcons.
Give me the Falcons. Give me the Falcons.
If that's on the line, I'm never picking the Falcons. If that is on the line,
hey, I already burned the Falcons. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah,
I used
already
them.
Burned the Falcons.
Jaguars.
Now, we'd rather be the people whose house got poo pirated, right? And
yeah,
not this lady.
Yeah, you can go ahead 100%. And smear crap all over me before I'm going to eat dog poop.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit by accident, all right?
Oh, you just yeah, that was absolutely that was 100% by accident.
Sleep with your mouth closed, lady.
How about this to the
Yeah, she can control that.
Over there sawing logs.
It's her, somehow,
like Ryan's lumberjack.
It's her fault that the dog pooped in her mouth.
I think
mouth.
It is. Sleep in their mouth closed. Right.
Bleep hole.
Sleep on your side. Don't sleep on your back.
That's the truth, though. Like everybody, all the pet owners want to distance themselves from their pet's misbehaviors. And no, these are on you. You can't blame the pet
that's
for that.
That's on the dog.
No.
Dog doesn't know better.
The dog doesn't know better. You are an adult.
The dog does.
The dog does know better. Discipline your freaking animals. Yes, they do. They are not that dumb. Yep. You are discrediting the animal.
Yeah. I think you're letting the dog be the alpha in your house.
Absolutely.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Show that dog who's boss.
Again, it is on
you,
the pet
you're
owner.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I see where you're coming
it's
from.
It's on Marge.
You're right about that.
It's on Marge.
Somebody needs to muzzle Brata, says the 214. 469, how much is selling the G-Bag flag for? Okay, it'll be up at 105thefan.com starting tomorrow, and I think they're going to be $25 with proceeds going to charity. Okay.
Okay.
Any other dubs and L's, Chief?
Yeah. Shout out to the man who won $1 million on the lottery just 3 years after his brother. Or actually, this dude won $3 million the other day.
Oh, come on. I was going to do this story later.
His brother 3 years ago won a million. So this is like the luckiest family in the world. Kudos to them. They're in Virginia.
Great.
And they get a huge family dub.
I got to find something else.
Worth millions.
Is that around the NFL? He'll take every one of those stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we all get it down. Eric takes all four.
Let me read you the injury report for all the teams.
Brodus, go bleep yourself. 214, biggest L, moved into a new apartment this week, and the AC hasn't worked since I moved in 5 days ago.
Why would you do that?
I guess that's a W because it's finally working, but really bleepy way to sign a lease.
Yeah,
that's a tough deal right there. But it looks like your weekend will be much cooler than your week was. 214, biggest, biggest dub, moving to my new place tomorrow. Biggest L, almost ran my girl away. I guess it's an L because he almost ran her away, and his intent was to fully get her to run away. I guess she's still sticking around. Yeah. Poor bastard.
Get the hell out of here.
214, biggest L, mold smell in our house, and we have a baby on the way. Gosh, dog it,
that's
dude.
A big,
that's when you get
really
it.
I want to move that.
That's out.
But big dub, we have a baby on the way. Okay, very good. This is a proud father to be.
You're going to want to scrape all that mold off, repaint, and then put it on the market quickly. Yeah. About 10 grand under.
Nobody knows.
We have Stephen Jones set to join us. We're live, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio here, Justin Road in Flower Mound. It's a local family-owned business with an in-house service team to handle any warranty or service issue that may pop up down the road. These guys are the best when it comes to hot tubs and spas. They have the indoor sauna stuff that you can get in the patio sauna, all the Big Green Egg products like the Meat Church rubs. It's right off of Justin Road here in Flower Mound. And they're giving away a Kamado Joe as well. So I do believe it's time for Stephen Jones when we return right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.